Grand Junction Tiger Sports on the Jim Davis Show.
With us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, the coach of the Grand Junction Tigers baseball team, Will Dixon. Our conversation with Will Dixon, brought to you by the Rick Nelson Agency and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. Good morning, Will. Appreciate the time as always.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Before we talk about your ball club, you just can't get rid of Steve Wojtek, can you? He was your coach at CMU. Now he's going to be your boss as the athletic director. I'm thrilled for Steve. Great guy. And like I said, you get to have that connection once again with Steve Wojtek as now your boss as the AD at Grand Junction High.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be really cool. You know, I appreciate everything that Carol's done for me over the last 2 years and hiring me. But, you know, I really look forward to getting the chance to work with Coach Wojtek once again. You know, he recruited me out of high school. I got to play with him for 4 years. I got to coach with him for a year, and then now he gets to come in as the athletic director here at Grand Junction High School, and I think it'll be very beneficial for the whole school. So,
what's the thing you feel like, Will, that you learned from Steve Wojtek in regard to maybe being a coach, being a leader, that you use maybe on a day-to-day basis with your players?
You know, I learned a lot from Coach Wojtek while he was my coach and when I worked with him. Just how to carry yourself as a coach, how to have the right mindset. There's a lot that I can take away, but I think the number one thing that I take away from Coach Wojtek is just the man that he is. You know, he's such a quality individual and such a good role model for young adults. And so I think that just looking at that as an overall whole, it's very special that I get to work with him again just because of how amazing he is as a person.
Hey, coach of the Grand Junction Tigers baseball team, Will Dixon, joining us this morning on the Team Sports Network. And we'll wait. Hopefully the announcements are going to be over in a minute. But Will, I want to go back to Saturday's game. Your team playing Fruto Monument, and your seniors finally get to play a game at Sam Saplesio Field, and your team gets to play a game there finally at Saplesio Field. That had to be a wonderful moment for your squad to finally get to step on that field once again.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, that field for these kids is something that's really special. You know, I think that former baseball players from Mesa, like myself, you know, we kind of take that field for granted, you know, and then, you know, I think that the kids were a little nervous when we first got out there, and I had to keep reminding them, you know, it's just a baseball game. You know, yes, it's a beautiful field. Yes, there's a lot of fans in the stands. Yes, you've looked at this field since you were a little kid watching JUCO World Series or Grand Junction Rockies games or CMU games, but at the end of the day, it's just a baseball game. So I think we had a little bit of jitters starting off early, but I think, you know, once we settled in, I think we've kind of figured it out. We had a pretty good outing, you know, from the sixth inning on, but you know, we just got to find a way to get that in the first inning.
If falling to the Wildcats 11-6 on Saturday, but yeah, the 5-run sixth inning, as you referenced, that there were some positives that came out of that inning, and you know, guys that had, you know, good games. Landon Scarborough had the triple earlier in the game. He scores a run and a pass ball. You know, Ben Coleman drives in Will Applegate with his ground out, and Jay Satterfield has an RBI base knock as well, and then the two-run home run from Steve's son, Drew Wojtek, hitting the home run. Those were big moments offensively for you in that game against the Wildcats.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, we finally settled in, like I said. You know, our approach at the plate got a little bit better. You know, it's kind of been the story of our year. We've played relatively decently in the back half of baseball games. We just haven't started off great. You know, and I was happy with the performance that I got from the kids. I mean, we went out there and we competed. You know, it's been a long year. It's been a rough year. At this point, we're not really looking for results. We're just looking for the right mindset and the right approach to the game. You know, and I think that we had that. I think we got good pitching outings from Brett Wojtek. I think, you know, the Steve that came in there at the end of the game for us on the mound, I think he did a great job. You know, we can't be focused on wins and losses anymore. We just have to be focused on the right approach.
Yeah, Steve Lyman and then Steve Gallion, the two Steves, yep, came in, and I know you felt like that they as you just mentioned, gave you some pretty good pretty good time on the mound late in that game for you.
Yep. So, you know, and we're young. So I threw two sophomores and a senior. You know, I'm throwing a starting catcher today. So it's just one of those seasons that we just have to focus on the right approach and not worry about the results at the end of the day.
So who gets the ball for you today?
Jace Satterfield's going to start on the mound for me.
So Jace, what has kind of prompted the decision to go with Jace Satterfield to take a look at him on the bump?
You know, I think it's been his approach all year. He's earned this. You know, he hasn't had the best season, but he's constantly been working. He's constantly been about the team. So we're going to give him the opportunity to go out there and get as many innings as he can against Fruita, you know, an in-town rival, a big game. So we're going to trust the guys that have been giving us the best effort through the whole season. And, we're going to roll with that team today. And, you know, that's just where we're at this year.
And if you can find a way to get a win today, I mean, I know it's more about the process and it's about seeing improvement from your kids and competing and those kind of things. Well, but they're on a 9-game winning streak. You had the loss to them on Saturday. I mean, it would be a great way to go into next year for your ball club, and you can find a way to beat the league champion Wildcats today.
Absolutely. You know, there's nothing I hate more than losing. I love winning, but it'd be great to get one today, but. Again, that's what we can't be focused on that. We just have to be focused on how do we improve each one of our players and get better, and how do we make sure that we're setting the right standard for the years to come.